News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Sinn Féin and other politicians north of the border have condemned the burning of images of First Minister Michelle O'Neill along with poppies, wreaths, sashes and other political material on three bonfires that took place over the weekend in Derry. I'm joined now by Chris Hazard, who is Sinn Féin Down MP. Chris, there was a lot of talk post-peace process in the hope of shared cultures between loyalists and Republicans. I'm not sure this is exactly the cultural sharing you were hoping for.
Well, good morning, Anton. And look, you're right. And we should be completely unequivocal. These bonfires are not Republican. They're anti-community. They're anti-democratic. They're the very antithesis of what is Irish republicanism, especially in the 21st century. Like, we need to be very clear. Bonfires that destroy property and intimidate residents are a complete and utter disgrace. They're towers of hate, relics of a past that the vast, vast majority of our people have long left behind. You know, many people are looking on this weekend and saying this is activity that's simply copying the worst, most offensive, sectarianist, loyalist bonfires that we see over the summer, and people just simply don't want that. But it's not about punching down on young people. You know, we need to call out the adults that are cynically manipulating them from the shadows. Our young people deserve real investment, proper facilities, and genuine opportunities to move forward. And I think that's what you've seen, both with the Féile and the Belfast Fla this year. Thousands of young people celebrating culture and identity with real pride and inclusion. And that's what we'll have to work towards increasingly.
So why this rump of disenfranchised? How is it that there is a group so still committed to the kind of sectarian hate that you describe?
Well, as I said, this is a very specific, isolated incident. It's not replicated across the north. This is only a small number of these bonfires now in Derry. I think we need to see...
It takes a lot to organise them, though. It does take a community. It's not something one person does on their own.
Well, I would reject the argument that it takes a community. The vast majority of people in the community don't want these. That's been very clear over the weekend. They're definitely... elements in the background who appear to be orchestrating the young people and the children that's involved in the building of this. But certainly the comments across social media, the people who are talking on the ground, these are completely unwanted bonfires. They don't represent the local community. Look, this is the working class streets of Derry who produced two of Ireland's greatest political leaders, John Hume and Martin McGuinness. That's the true legacy, and that's the type of people who work in these streets, and they wanted to build a better future. That's why they've been putting huge effort in recent times into developing the Derry Féile. That's, you see, the huge amount of young people now coming together in a very positive and inclusive way to build that future. And again, scenes that we've seen this weekend are a reminder to us that you can't take that for granted and you have to continually work better.
But would some of the young people not point to Martin McGuinness's case in point and say there was a time at which he was as egregiously and violently sectarian as it was possible to be? By comparison to what McGuinness supported, bonfires are fairly small.
Well, again, you forget we're now nearly 30 years on from the Good Friday Agreement. Communities have moved on massively. Like, you look at the success of Feeling Phobal in Belfast over recent weeks. You had the anti-internment bonfires for many, many decades. That has now stopped. There hasn't been a bonfire there for many a year. Young people involved in positive activities around inclusion and culture and everything else. Huge amount of positivity that's coming out in these streets. That's the type of Ireland that young people are building. These are a throwback to a past that nobody wants. They're a complete disgrace. As I said, they're relics of a past that the vast, vast majority of people here have long left behind.
And what do you make, Chris, of the fact that it is that type of bonfire building has for so long been exclusively associated with, perhaps wrongly, but I think most people would associate it entirely with loyalist sectarianism and loyalist protest. What of the irony of it being adopted by the other side?
Well, you're right, and that's why, like, a lot of the commentary this weekend has been, you know, this is aping the worst elements of loyalism. Each summer, where people see dozens of these dangerous bonfires that have required local homes to be boarded up, property that has been destroyed, and in real frustration in the local community, right across both communities in the north, who want to move beyond this. Now, there are some communities who invest in community beacons and who very much would approach it in a positive fashion. But these hate-filled powers are just a throwback to a past that nobody wants. And again, I think we need to see real leadership on the ground now continuing that. Look at the example of Fiala Phobail in Belfast, to continue to develop the Derry Fiala and to invest in those services.
Can I just ask one thing on it? Because obviously the sectarian elements of it, there were all of the sashes that there were hung up on the bonfires, and there were loyalist flags and all the rest of it so that they could be burned. But in amongst them, that picture of Michelle O'Neill, what was your reaction to that, and how do you interpret it? What's the message there?
Well, just as it's wrong in the summer that I have some of my election posters and some of my posters will be in loyalist bonfires throughout County Down, it is the absolute same here. It is absolutely disgraceful that any poster of anybody will be put onto a fire to burn in. It's a hate crime. It's absolutely disgraceful, and it's rightly been called out. And Michelle O'Neill has been very strong in standing up over the last few days to say that's not the type of future that she's building for everybody on this island, and that everybody needs to come together now, understand that this is a throwback to a past that nobody wants, and that we have to move forward.
Chris, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Chris Hazard, Sinn Féin South Down MP.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage, in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.